Hi, so I always like to pull a few oracle cards around the season, and it's not really a traditional tarot reading. It's really my intention is what is it that would be a very helpful message in addition to what I've shared with you about the astrological energies? And some of these cards might kind of pull out and amplify some of the things you've already heard, and some may be new messages. And so just take them in. And anything that feels like it's speaking to you or speaking to the current world situation that is supportive for you, take it in, and anything else, just let it go. And I'm not going to really interpret this too much. I'm just going to ask you to take it in and see how it lands in you. So I'm pulling at first from the Oracle deck, Goddess Power, Colette Baron Reed. And the first card I pulled was the goddess Morgan, the goddess of death and magic. And she has an alignment message and an empowerment message. And I'm going to read both and just again take in what feels right for you, what feels helpful. Magic is everywhere and in all aspects of life, including death, dying, and decay. What is dark and hidden deep within our very natures. Yet in our modern culture, we spend so much time in denial, concocting ways to avoid death, refusing to allow nature to be true. We've lost so much wisdom as a result. You're being invited to address the areas in your life that no longer serve and that need to die without a promise of what will take its place. Do you need to walk away from someone, a way of behaving or thinking? Like the caterpillar who has no idea how to be a butterfly, you must surrender to the process of metamorphosis. You must make room for the miracle while at the same time not demanding certainty. The magical death goddess Morgan offers you the alignment task of self-inquiry. What death are you resisting right now? What darkness do you need to bring into your awareness? How has fear ruled your choices? Who could you be if you had the courage to look at life on life's terms? Your magic is so much stronger than you think. You can do this. Your dreams depend on it. Your world depends on it. Morgan will be with you every step of the way. And the empowerment message is, consider your life a magical gift and your experience of it a beautiful opportunity to leave the world a better place, to make your contribution. You give that gift back when death comes and ends your time on this plane. Experiences, relationships, projects, and even long-cherished dreams are all subject to the natural laws of death and the magic of the Celtic goddess Morgan. Now is the time for you to let certain parts of your life die and recognize this process as something to celebrate as well as to mourn. Let go with love and gratitude. Release your fears and leave them behind. For in death, there is great magic, as nothing can ever be truly destroyed. From the ashes of the old, a new life and new dreams will come to be. Face this time of dying and death with love and with courage. Be willing to be empty. Soon, the goddess Morgan will fill you up with magic, and a new world will be born from the decaying old one. This is her gift for you when you surrender your resistance and allow things to be as they are. The next card I pulled from this deck was Demeter, the Nurturer. And I'm going to read the alignment message first and then the empowerment message. Do you sometimes overgive to people until you're empty? Perhaps you've attracted others who are needy and want you to look after them. Or you might be in a pattern of people-pleasing because you're afraid to set boundaries. There is a sticky quality to connections based on this need to be needed. Although the possible repercussions for setting boundaries are in your mind, your body holds on to fear tightly, so it can be scary to make a change. No one wants to admit that they are manipulative or codependent, but it is important to be honest about where you find yourself. Demeter knows the price of this way of being as it caused her to lose something so dear to her. Now she has come to show you another way. Your alignment task is to recognize that it is time to step back, take a breath, and say no to the behaviors and people that you know are draining you. It is that simple. The divine is the one with the plan. Gather your love, your nourishment, and your self-worth. Choose how you nurture and how you want to receive nurturing. You are so loved when the goddess Demeter brings her nurturing energy to help you course correct. I have to say something. This is really the shadow of Pisces. And with Neptune and Jupiter and Mercury in Pisces, this is actually something I forgot to tell you about what to be aware of during this. So this is good. This is good alignment message. And the empowerment message, giving to others is a wonderful feeling. When you have a healthy sense of yourself, you want to share your love, your inspiration, and your experience. And the exchange feels clean. Your boundaries are fluid and strong. The Greek goddess of grain, motherhood, and the harvest, Demeter, reminds you that a harvest is meant to be shared. You've now tapped into her nurturing love, which is abundant, and your well-meaning gestures will be received with gratitude and in some way returned to you tenfold. Now is the time to nourish yourself as well. Forgiving must be balanced by receiving. Allow yourself to feel how the universe is like a wonderful nurturing mother that is always there when you need her. Demeter says, trust that you are loved and cared for all day, every day, and for all time, especially right now. And the final card that I picked is Arianhood. And her message is time. Her alignment message is, do you worry there is not enough time, or that you might be running out of it, or our world might be running out of it? Do you feel that you are too late, too stressed, or too overwhelmed to get where you need to go? This attitude is fueled by fear, which has a strange and unusual power to contract time. Arianha, the goddess of time, has an alignment task for you. Breathe deeply and trust the process. Know that even if you are temporarily struggling, the world is temporarily struggling, you will always have enough time to choose how you experience your reality. You can always course correct. The world can always course correct. Consider this truth. Struggles, disappointment, or seeming delays are all part of the experience of life on life's terms. Yet this goddess says, this too shall pass. When cool heads prevail and faith steers the course, treasure is never far away. Call on the goddess Arianhad when you begin to feel overwhelmed, and she will remind you of these truths. And the empowerment message is, right now, you have all the time in the world to reach the fullest potential of your intentions and your desires. Arianha, the Celtic goddess of time, is your ally, and she will ensure your timing is perfect. The hours will expand to gift you with the space you need to complete anything you started. Today, recognize that no matter what is in front of you, time is your friend. Consider that everything you intend and desire also has its own relationship to time, and will come when the timing is right. Patience, dedication, and quiet anticipation are delicate yet potent allies now. Arianhad is your champion, and your timing is perfect. I then selected two cards from the Mystical Shaman Oracle Guidebook. And the first card that came out, that flew out, was the card of the hummingbird. And the essence, despite being so little, hummingbirds are great journeyers, migrating between north and central of South America to feed from the summer nectar. This gentle creature can be fiercely territorial to protect its home. Hummingbird teaches us to be gentle to ourselves and protect our personal space. Hummingbird invites you to embark on your epic quest. Bypass the pile of dung of old pain and hurts and head for the flowers, and learn to trust the calling you hear ever so softly. and the invitation is the buzzing you feel is the sound of your hummingbird wings, preparing you to say yes to a new adventure. This is not the time to linger on what has gone wrong, but to trust in the rightness of the moment and take bold action. Trust that success is assured, even if you must face tests and challenges to reach your destination. Know that all will be well because the all is in the small. And then the last card for today was the Heart of Sky. The essence, the Heart of Sky is the love force that made all creation possible. This same force is present when you create with originality. When you bring formlessness into form or inspired ideas into expression, this primal force does not know good or bad. It is up to us to provide clear intention that will guide manifestation. The Heart of Sky helps us to call in beauty from the invisible world and to birth it in the world of form. The invitation. The Heart of Sky brings you a sacred reminder. You are a channel for the original energy of creation. Become the paintbrush, the canvas, and the artist, all guided by the Heart of Sky. Set your intention ethically and clearly and allow the universe to take care of the details. So I hope there was some wisdom and some comfort for you there in those messages. And that's all. Bye for now.